يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our brothers and sisters listening over Radio Al Ansar, and I don't know whether it's also connected with Channel Islam today, but whosoever may be listening, it is a Mubarak day. It is the day of Eid, and as we all know that it is a day that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us to rejoice and celebrate the fulfillment of a duty to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the whole purpose and objective of this celebration, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq, the ability to fast in this month of Ramadan. Akbar Allahabadi said a very beautiful thing. He said, Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. Qaum hai Quran se, Quran rukhsat qaum gum. This fasting is with iman. If the person doesn't have iman, then he cannot fast, because there will be nothing else that can restrain this person from eating and drinking in the privacy of his home. It's a very hot day and he's got everything in the fridge and there's nobody at home. Then the only thing that can restrain this person from eating or drinking is this iman of his, that come what may, but my Allah is watching me. And the moment this realization comes that my Allah is watching me, and this is repeated so many times in the month of Ramadan, that every time that there's a temptation to commit some sin, or to eat and drink, or to break the fast, or to pretend that I'm fasting, after having eaten and after having enough to drink, the person can still pretend that he's fasting. So whenever these type of thoughts also come, the person says, my Allah is watching. That is what we call taqwa. That this person is restraining himself because he totally and sincerely believes that my Allah is watching. So he says that saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat qaum saum gum. That if there's no iman, then this person will never be able to fast. In the same way, he says qaum hai Quran se, Quran rukhsat qaum gum. This qaum of the Muslim, this ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will remain one ummah when it has the Qur'an in its life. The Qur'an Sharif, which we were reciting so much in the month of Ramadan, the Qur'an Sharif which was recited in Taraweeh Salat, the Qur'an Sharif, the recitation of which took place at in the masajid and at homes, the old, the young, the weak, the healthy, everybody was reading the Qur'an Sharif. Now this Qur'an Sharif has to be in our lives, then there will be that ummat. We all want one ummat, one voice. We say our qibla is one, our kaaba is one, our nabi is one, our Allah is one. So the ummat should all be so be one. Indeed, that is exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells in the Quran Sharif when he addresses the believers, and he says wa'tasimu bihablillah, hold fast to this rope of Allah. And this rope of Allah is the Qur'an Sharif. Because one end of this Qur'an Sharif in the hand of the believer, and the other end is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if all of us hold fast to the Qur'an Sharif, then automatically there will be unity. We all are in search of unity. Unity will only come when all of us, we make up our minds that we study the Qur'an Sharif, or we find out from the learned scholars and ulama and the mufassireen, that what is the teaching of the Qur'an Sharif, and thereafter we leave our own opinions, we leave our own views, we leave our own ideologies, and all of us commit ourselves to the ideology of the Qur'an Sharif, the view of the Qur'an Sharif, the teaching of the Qur'an Sharif, then automatically there will be muhabbat, there will be unity. But if I try to impose my system onto somebody else, or somebody else tries to impose his system onto me, which is not in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah, then there will definitely be disunity. So here this month of Ramadan, all of us recited that same Quran Sharif. And now to celebrate that tawfiq that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us to fast in the month of Ramadan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us this day of Eid, a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing. But even on this day of Eid, amongst the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, and so many others, there were people who went into one corner. Yes, when meeting with the public, when engaging in discussion with the friends and family members, on the day of Eid, they express great joy, happiness and pleasure. But they found a little bit of time to go away into some seclusion. And there they cried before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that, "Oh Allah, we were not able to do justice. Oh Allah, you accept this fast which we kept with your fazal and with your ihsan. Hum iska haq ada nahi kar sake. Allah tu tere fazal se, apne fazl o karam se isko qubool farma." So they cried that they were not able to do justice. It was not just a day of celebration. So indeed it is a day of happiness and rejoicing. So if we have to look at the scenario in the world today, on this day of Eid, if we have to look at the international state of the Muslim Ummah, or the national or the local state, then we come to only one conclusion, not only of the Ummah, but of mankind at large. Then we see that it is exactly a replica of the situation that existed in Makkah Mukarrama or in Arabia prior to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advent as the last messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye, kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye, سینوں میں عداوت جاگ اٹھی انسان سے انسان ٹکرائے سینوں میں عداوت جاگ اٹھی انسان سے انسان ٹکرائے سے کچھ کفر نے فتنے پھیلائے. Some of the fitnas were of kufr, some of the fitnas were of shirk. کچھ کفر نے فتنے پھیلائے کچھ ظلم نے شولے بڑھکائے. In some places you will find that the flames were rising very high. The fire of injustice was burning, and the flames of injustice were rising very high. Injustice to the extremes. That was the situation. Injustice upon one's wives. Injustice upon one's children, which we term in these days as abuse of wives, abuse of children, abuse of parents, abuse of the weak, abuse of those who did not have any kind of position and power. That means there was injustice and oppression and tyranny of all kinds. Kuch kufr ne fitne phailaye, kuch zulm ne shole badkaye, sino mein adawat jaag uthi, insaan se insaan takraye. Paamal kiya barbaad kiya, paamal kiya barbaad kiya, کمزور کو طاقت والوں نے پامال کیا برباد کیا کمزور کو طاقت والوں نے جب ظلم و ستم حد سے گزرے تشریف محمد لے آئے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. پامال کیا برباد کیا. They suppressed, they oppressed, they tyrannized, they tried to crush beneath their feet. کمزور کو طاقت والوں نے, those who had some طاقت, those who had power, those who had government, those who had some kind of position, then they suppressed. پامال کیا برباد کیا کمزور کو طاقت والوں نے. If you were weak, then it was the law of the jungle, it was the survival of the fittest. The widows, the orphans, the destitutes, the poor, the needy, the wives, the women folk, the daughters. If we have to look at the history of Islam prior to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advent, then we think we are living in an age where there is the rule of the animal. So that was the condition. Jab zulm o sitam had se guzre, tashreef-e-Nabi Muhammad le aaye. When this injustice, this zulm, it reached a limit, it exceeded all limits, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, then there was total opposition to his message. And that is the condition how haqq begins, that there will be total opposition. Then slowly, gradually the people will come towards haqq. In the beginning you won't get very large numbers. It will start off very, very small, but then it grows. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his small band of people. There is no time to go into detailed discussion of anything, and I just made dua after Fajr. Allah Ta'ala must put something into my mind which is beneficial for me and for you. So something that came into my mind was a khutbah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam delivered. If only we have to discuss that khutbah, we can sit here and talk the whole day. That khutbah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam delivered after he made hijrat. He made hijrat from Makkah Mukarrama, and who does not know the persecution, the torture, the hardships, the difficulties, and the suppression and the oppression upon the Muslims, those handful of Muslims who accepted Islam. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu dragged on the hot sands of Makkah Mukarrama, stones placed on his chest, bare chest, so many Muslims, ropes placed around their necks and tied and dragged. They were tied to trees, and then target shooting was done with arrows. 3 solid years Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people and his family are boycotted, ostracized. No food is allowed. The time comes when they have to chew the leather and chew leaves of trees for survival. And who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his companions. And then read all the other stories in Hikayat al-Sahaba and other books of history of what kind of torture they went through. The torture that we hear of in our prisons, or in America, or in Europe, or in India, or anywhere else, or in Pakistan, or Afghanistan, wherever there is tyranny now. So it puts to shame. At that time what they had, the type of torture they went through, this is nothing. That's the kind of torture the Muslims went through. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is given the hukam of hijrat and he comes over to Madinah Tayyibah. So just to cut it very, very short, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he arrived as Quba. At Quba, the first masjid, the foundation is laid. And the masjid is built there at Quba. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spends a few days, and then on the day of Jummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam proceeds, and he stops at Bani Salim, in the locality of Bani Salim. Now there, it was the day of Jummah, the first Jummah that was established in congregational form. It was on that particular occasion. And it was the first khutbah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now delivered. Now who is his audience? Who are those people that are listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam on that occasion? Now if we have to just look at where they came from, the background, that if we have to look at Makkah Mukarrama, that they didn't come after they were being garlanded, having accepted Islam. They were punished, they were tortured, they were persecuted. They went through all kinds of hardships and difficulties. With all the beating and with all the persecution, they kept saying, Ahad, Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. Now they have come and they've made hijrat. They haven't committed any sin. It is a test and a trial of a very severe kind of their iman. And now when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is addressing them, ask any scholar who knows that khutbah, or read it in the books of history, that you won't find mention of one place in that khutbah, that lengthy khutbah it is, but you won't find one mention of the torture, of the persecution, of the difficulties, of the hardships. You won't hear anything about what were the trials that they went through in Makkah Mukarrama. We won't hear anything about the terrible state that they were in when they were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years. We won't hear anything about all the beatings and all the torture. Nothing of that kind. Not one word also, not even an indicator. If there is anything in that khutbah, throughout that khutbah you get nothing but, O ye people, fear Allah. Develop taqwa in your lives. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and after testifying that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and that He is the last and the final messenger of Allah, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declaring that He has been sent at a time when the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, their coming has terminated. He is the last of all messengers and prophets. I'm just giving you a, by way of explanation. And that ilm and knowledge also, at that time that he was sent, the knowledge or the teachings of the Anbiya, the Nabis of the past, was almost non-existent. And people had gone astray. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says he has been sent. And now in that whole khutbah, more than 8 to 10 places, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is exhorting them, fear Allah, fear Allah. In other words, restrain yourself from anything that is haram, anything that is forbidden. That means although you went through this type of persecution, you went through this type of torture, you went through this type of trials, but you should not think that just because you went through all those trials, just because you went through all that hardships, so automatically now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's madad and his nusra and his help and his aid will come to you. You still have to worry yourselves about one thing, and that is that there must be taqwa in your lives. And when this taqwa will remain in your lives, then it is a promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if you read the khutbah onwards, then somewhere along the line it is mentioned that who is there that can be more truthful than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not go against his promises. So therefore Allah ta'ala will definitely help you. In other words, he will definitely help you, as he has promised in the Quran Sharif, in tansurullaha yansurkum. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if you are going to assist his deen, if you are going to make the effort for the establishment of deen of his, then you will go through some trials, some problems, some criticism, some hardships, but Allah ta'ala will then send his help. But the condition repeatedly which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions is that you must have taqwa. And this taqwa is the same thing that we are talking about in the month of Ramadan. Now, I do not know which thing to discuss now because we just have a few minutes, but this is exactly the taqwa that we were talking about. That taqwa has to come into our eyes. That fasting that we had, and those namazes that we made, and those i'tikafs that people were sitting in, what was all that for? That was a training period. A person was sitting in i'tikaf, what else was he doing? Namaz, tilawat, zikr, dua. Or those people who were fasting also, if they were really observing the etiquette of fast, they were staying away from food and drink because it was the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, and then engaging themselves again in the same thing which we term as ibadat. Now that is what we term as a servicing of the vehicle in the garage. That this month of Ramadan was for that servicing. It was for that purification of that soul and for that heart. Now the person, after he has got his car serviced, then he doesn't drive that car in the garage. He takes his car to the garage for servicing. But the place of driving that car is not the garage. The place of driving that car is the highway. The place of driving the car is the streets and the lanes of the cities. That is where now he's going to drive that car. And that is where he has to be so much on guard that he must not cause accidents, that he must not bump into somebody, that he must not destroy and damage anybody's property or life. But that is where he's going to be tested. So that taqwa is not going to be tested in the masjids. That taqwa is not going to be tested on the musallas. That taqwa is not going to be tested with tasbihs in our hands in some secluded spot and place of i'tikaf. Now that taqwa is going to be tested now in the bazaars and marketplaces. That has that taqwa come in the eyes that now the person doesn't see haram? Has that taqwa come in the eyes that he doesn't bring into his home those type of literature and magazines and filthy, dirty novels and other kind of newspapers in which there are filthy pictures which this person is now going to see with his eyes? And just as this person doesn't like that any other person should cast lustful glances at his wife, he doesn't like that, is human nature, unless of course he's gone on to the, he's become worse than animal, because some animals also don't like that. So if he's gone worse than animal, then we are not talking about those people. We are talking about believers, we're talking about Muslims. That just as the person doesn't like that any other person should cast lustful glances or interfere with his wife or molest his children, in the same way this person now, he also will not molest anybody else's child. He is not going to abuse anybody else's wife. This person is not going to cast lustful glances anywhere else. This person with his eyes now in the bazaars, in the marketplaces and in his home and wherever it is, he is not going to see those things which Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have declared haram. Then we will say that taqwa with the fasting of Ramadan and with the zikr and with the tilawat and the ibadat came into his eyes. with those, and he is going to restrain himself. And not only with strangers, but even with his own wife and his children, this person is not going to do anything that will be of any harm to them. He's not going to abuse them, because taqwa has come into his life. This taqwa is a kind of nur which comes into the heart, and then it is pumped through the, just as we have blood being pumped throughout the body, and the nourishment of the eyes goes to the eyes, and the nourishment of the ears to the ears, and the nourishment of other parts of the body. In the same way, this taqwa, the nur of that has to go to the eyes, the nur of that has to go to the ears, the nur of that will come to the tongue, then this person won't speak lies. This person is not going to now take false oaths and qasams. This person is not going to swear. This person is not going to use vulgar language. This person is not going to blast his wives and children with such language that it tears up their hearts and puts fear and terror into their hearts. He becomes like a lion when it is in his home, and he is like a lamb when he is with his friends. Now all that will disappear when the taqwa will come on the tongue. When the taqwa will come in his hands, then this person with his hands is not going to pull the trigger on somebody without justification. He's not going to punch somebody without justification. He's not going to sign fraudulently. He's not going to use this hand for any kind of haram. When he's going to come into, and he's not going to touch anybody with this hand, whom it is not permissible for him to touch. Because if taqwa is not in his body, in his heart, then this person outwardly will pretend sometimes that I'm a pious person. But any opportunity he will get to rub his body against some woman that's walking in the street, then he will do so. If he's working in a business with some women, then he will find opportunities to somehow touch her body or somehow engage in some kind of discussion which will give his nafs satisfaction. So because the taqwa hasn't come, so this whole month was a preparation for that. Therefore I conclude, there's so many things that are flooding now into my mind, but I conclude with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, once he asked, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some nasihat, give me some nasihat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that the advice that I can give you is alayka bi taqwa Allah. Adopt taqwa in your life. Then he said, add on that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me some more nasihat. He said, alayka bi tilawati al-Qur'an, fa innahu nurul laka fil ard wa zukhrul laka fis sama. And increase or make recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. And whenever it is mentioned, recitation of the Qur'an Sharif, then it goes with all the other details, that there must be recitation also, there must be understanding also, and there must be an implementation of the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that are in the Qur'an Sharif. When the person does that, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person, this Qur'an Sharif recitation now, will be a nur for him, a light for him in this world. How in darkness, if a person brings a torch, then the person can see whether it's a snake or it's a stick or it's a scorpion or it is some human being there or an animal, or whether it is clean there or dirty. So in the same way, when this person will have this nur now and this light of the Qur'an Sharif, then he will be able to differentiate between haqq and batil, between truth and falsehood, between right and wrong, and he will be able to differentiate between all the other things. And then his life will become a life that will be not only a silent dawah towards Islam, but even when he is going to speak, people's hearts will change. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, very little speech, but whole communities used to accept Islam. It was their actions, because taqwa had come into their lives. So brothers, on this day of Eid, let us not make it another speech. Immediately after Ramadan, I've got letters with me in my possession from people who have informed me that there are shows that are going to take place. The best of the film actresses of India are going to perform. And they say, once in a lifetime opportunity to watch. Now would it be befitting a Muslim who was fasting in the month of Ramadan, or who had gone for Umrah and Hajj, who was reading a Salatu was Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulallah a few days ago at the Rosa Mubarak, or the person was reading Naat Sharif, singing it in a very, very beautiful and melodious voice. Now would it be befitting of these people, and those who were in Atikaf, and those who were in the masjids, and those who were making zikr and tilawat and ibadat, now suddenly that same whole squad is seen in those places where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and curse and lanat descends? And haven't we read and haven't we heard of so many places in the world recently where cinemas have been raised to the ground, where these type of places where such kind of sins were in, where people were engaging in, suddenly there was a bomb blast and everything gone, or suddenly people lost their lives because of earthquake and tremors, whole hotels went sinking into the ground? Haven't we read in newspapers, haven't we heard of it? So how can a Muslim then be going to such kind of shows? Take that pain on the heart, just as we took that pain of restraining ourselves from food and drink in the month of Ramadan, because it was the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wallah brothers, if we're only going to take that pain and develop this taqwa in our hearts. Then see the gardens that Allah Ta'ala gives us to us in the hearts. Allah Ta'ala will give gardens in the heart. Why? Because He is the creator of gardens. And it is not only gardens, Allah Ta'ala Himself will come into the heart. Then we will find sukoon, we will find peace, we will find tranquility, and we will find happiness and joy. It does not mean that this person's life will become boring. Wallah, his life will never become boring. Allah Ta'ala will now give him an enjoyment with his wife. He will give him an extra enjoyment with his children. Allah Ta'ala will give him comfort in his home. Allah Ta'ala will give him barakat in his business. Allah Ta'ala will solve his problems. He'll find a solution to his problems. From sources unknown to him, Allah Ta'ala will provide his risk and sustenance. And so many other benefits. Ye mana ke meer gulshan jannat to dur hai, aarif hai magar dil mein khaliq jannat liye hue. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. With whomsoever, Allah, you are happy day and night, he is in gardens, because Allah, the creator of gardens, is in his heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make this day a very, very joyous, a very happy one. And may Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the problems, the trials that the ummah is facing throughout the world. And especially those who are in prisons. They have been imprisoned innocently. Allah ta'ala must find a way out for them. So this is a day for dua. It is a day for istighfar. It's a day for tawbah. And also a day for rejoicing and happiness. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and everyone with a very, very pleasant and a happy Eid Mubarak. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers, now make read Durud Sharif and we will make dua. Let there be a flash of our sins of the past. We must not go too much into detail, just a flash that what have we done in this month of Ramadan, also how much of sins we engaged in. And then pour our hearts out before Allah Ta'ala. Ask for ourselves, our families, and the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a day of acceptance of tawbah, acceptance of dua. It's a day of rewards and jaza. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Ay Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, O the Allah who dearly loves the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards Him with repentance. O my beloved Allah, we sinful ones are extending our begging bowls before You. O Allah, on this Mubarak day of Eid, we are extending our begging bowls before You. O Allah, the rich do not deprive the poor on the day of Eid of their gifts, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, treasures of Yours are unlimited. Ya Allah, when a person begs of human beings, he becomes angry and displeased and sometimes annoyed. But O my beloved Allah, if we do not beg of You, and especially on a Mubarak day like this, then You become displeased. Ya Allah, we acknowledge that we haven't been able to do justice to our fasting in Ramadan. Where Allah, the days of Ramadan went by, the nights of Ramadan went by, the beautiful moments and the precious seconds of Ramadan went by. Ya Allah, we kept engaging in those same filthy, dirty actions of ours. Ya Allah, we did not restrain ourselves from the sins of the eyes. We didn't restrain ourselves from the sins of the ears. We didn't restrain ourselves from the sins of the tongue. We didn't restrain ourselves from so many other haram. Oh my beloved Allah, even in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, we did not restrain ourselves from the forbidden things. Oh my beloved Allah, You were watching everything that we were doing. Everything was before Your sight and before Your gaze. Oh Allah, You are almighty, all powerful, all knowing, all hearing. Oh my beloved Allah, You could have seized us there and then, because we showed no appreciation for this honored and respectable guest that you had sent to us in the form of Ramadan. Ay Allah, we did not show the hospitality that this Mubarak guest deserved. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let us be of those people who was cursed by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, that the curse of Allah be on those who get the month of Ramadan, but they don't get forgiveness of their sins, because they haven't made sincere tawbah from their sins. Ya Allah, on the dua of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, who was rahmatul lil alameen, when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam made dua, that woe and destruction be upon such people, then Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, that rahmatul lil alameen, made Ameen on that dua. Oh my Allah, don't let us be the recipients of the curse of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we did not show the appreciation of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you are dearly forgiving. You really love forgiveness. Ya Allah, and we are begging of you forgiveness on this Mubarak day. Oh Allah, whatever ibadat we made, it was not good enough to be presentable before you. We could not do justice even to the ibadat. Ya Allah, whatever kind of ibadat we may have made, except the fast that we kept, except the zikr that we made, except the tilawat of the Quran Sharif that we made, except the atikaf that was made, oh Allah, except all the duas that we made, oh Allah, except all the service and khidmat that was rendered by different societies and organizations and different people in different forms. Oh my beloved Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness of our shortcomings. We are asking you for forgiveness of our weakness and shortcomings. Mere pyare Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum napaak hai, hum sab kuch hai, magar tere bande hai. Oh Allah, whatever we may be, we are your servants, we are your slaves. Our life in your hands, our sight in your hands, our hearing in your hands, our speech in your hands, our heart, liver and lungs in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever we may be, but we are your slaves. Oh my Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us just because we haven't done justice to the ibadat in month of Ramadan, then oh my Allah, you tell us, who do we turn towards? Ya Allah, tere siwa koi maabood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi, tere siwa koi masjood nahi, ay Allah, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Ya Allah, hum tujhe chhod ke jaye kaha, where do we go, my beloved Allah? If we get angry and displeased with you, then oh Allah, it is destruction of ourselves. Where do we go if we have to turn away from you? Ya Allah, we have done injustice to our own souls by committing sins. We haven't done any harm to you, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, do not turn away your glance of maghfirat from us. Ya Allah, this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah, the rains of rahmat are pouring. Oh my Allah, such a large congregation has extended their hands before you. Ya Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Oh Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness. May Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness. How long are you going to keep us away from you, oh Allah? Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to come towards you. But oh Allah, we want to become your walis. Ya Allah, give us an enjoyment and a taste in ibadat. Give us an enjoyment and a taste in your closeness and marifat. Give us a taste and an enjoyment in the love and the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us the closeness of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, on this Mubarak day we are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, do not turn us empty, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, hum kamzor hai, but don't look at our sins, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for this ummah day and night. Ay Allah, his ihram used to get wet with his tears. When he goes into sajda, his place of sajda used to get wet with his tears. Ay Allah, how many times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, blood was shed for this ummah. In Taif he was stoned and his shoe mubarak was filled with his mubarak blood. Ah, my Allah, how much the angels have watched with the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was oozing for the sake of this ummah. Ay Allah, he was sinless, he was masoom. Ay Allah, he was your closest. After you, he was the greatest.
But oh Allah, for the sake of your deen, how much of sufferings he went. Allah, today we cannot even restrain ourselves from haram, oh Allah. Allah, leave alone sacrifices for your deen. We cannot even restrain ourselves from haram. We cannot restrain ourselves from adultery and fornication. We cannot restrain ourselves from casting lustful glances. We cannot restrain ourselves, oh my beloved Allah, from going to the casinos and the discos and the theatres and the cinemas. Oh Allah, we cannot restrain ourselves from fraudulent dealings. We cannot seem to restrain ourselves from popping drugs into our mouths. We cannot seem to restrain ourselves from drinking wine and alcohol. Ha, my Allah! Hum kis darje par pahunch gaye? To what level we have stooped, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, you are there to lift the downtrodden. Oh Allah, you are there to forgive the sinners. Oh Allah, you are there to uplift those who have harmed themselves. Oh my beloved Allah, all you want is sincere tawbah, sincere sincere istighfar. Oh Allah, on this Mubarak day, we are making sincere tawbah from all our sins. We don't want to return to those sins anymore. Oh Allah, even if we have purchased tickets for those filthy shows, we will tear them up on this Mubarak day to show you that we are your slaves and we are not the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, because we believe that if we are going to restrain ourselves from haram, then you will give us a life of peace and happiness and sukoon. Then there will be unity in the family, there will be unity in the society, there will be unity between husbands and wives, there will be unity between parents and children, there will be unity between brothers and sisters, there will be unity between the whole ummah. Oh Allah, we know that because it's a lack of taqwa and a deficiency in taqwa in our lives that we cannot seem to be taking off the ground. Oh Allah, so many flights took off in the month of Ramadan, the flight of the 21st night, the flight of the 23rd night, the flight of the 25th and the 27th and the 29th nights. Oh Allah, so many different flights took off to get connected with you, Ya Allah, but we remained on the ground because of our negligence and our indifference. Oh my beloved Allah, we did not even take a lesson from the solar eclipse that took place in Ramadan. Ya Allah, when the moon came between the sun and the earth, Ya Allah, the light of the sun was blocked. Oh Allah, when our sins come between us, between our hearts and yourself, then oh Allah, the light of your noor, Ya Allah, the noor of yours, the tajalli of yours becomes blocked. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to clean and purify our hearts, to remove, oh Allah, the darkness of sins from our hearts. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma, hamare hal par karam farma. Hum gunegar hai, hum jaise bhi hai bande tere hai. Oh Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat. Oh Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat on this Mubarak day. Oh Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with prosperity. Bless the ummah with happiness. Bless the ummah with joy and satisfaction. Bless the ummah with plentiful of barakat in the sustenance. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our sustenance, barakat in our homes. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in our health. Oh Allah, give us barakat in every ni'mat that you bless us with. Oh Allah, do not pull the carpet from beneath our feet, as it has been pulled in so many parts of the world because of the disobedience of the ummah. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are none the better in this country. Oh my Allah, but we have great hope in your mercy. We have great hope in your forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are extending this begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, when we were drawing the curtains of the hotel rooms and we thought that nobody was watching us, oh my Allah, jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Oh Allah, somebody was watching us from above. Ay mere pyare khuda, how many Muslims are dying? How many believers are dying in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, in gambling dens, in prostitute quarters, in adultery and fornication, oh my Allah, in popping drugs into their mouths. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls. Forgive each and every sin of ours. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Ey mere pyare Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, which other door is there that we can tap? Oh Allah, if you are not going to forgive us, which other door is there that we can tap? Oh my beloved Allah, which other deity is there for us we can extend our hands before? mere pyare khuda tere siwa hamara to koi nahi. Allah, therefore forgive each and every one of us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness. Ya Allah, those who are suffering sickness, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals ailing, give them cure. Those who are in the homes, oh Allah, on this Mubarak day, sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, anywhere in the world, anybody is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, there is no shortage in your treasures, oh Allah, of halal. Why should we go towards haram? Ya Allah, we are seeking from you plentiful of halal. Provide for us from sources unknown to us. Give us so much of barakat in our sustenance that we come out of all our difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from going towards interest taking and giving. Ya Allah, today our shoes are on interest, our clothes on interest, our carpets on interest, our homes on interest, our cars on interest. Ya Allah, we are covered all round by interest. How can we expect rahmat to descend then into our homes? And furthermore, in our homes there's so much of filthy novels and magazines, filthy literature, filthy movies are being watched. Ya Allah, filthy programs on the television screen. Mere Allah, we have prepared nothing else but, oh Allah, material for the destruction of ourselves and the destruction of our children and the destruction of our families and the destruction of our society. But, oh Allah, on this Mubarak day, give us the realization that there will never be peace and happiness in our lives, and there will be no contentment and satisfaction, and there will be no joy and happiness, and we can never enjoy gardens in our hearts until and unless we become obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay, mere pyare khuda, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Oh Allah, those who are poverty stricken, give them wealth. Oh Allah, those who are destitute, find a way out for their poverty. Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Allah, assist and help those who are in need. Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. It is our fault that we haven't presented Islam to them. We haven't given them the invitation to the true Islam. And we don't have Islam in our lives, so they cannot see what is Islam. Ya Allah, our dealings haven't presented Islam to them. Our walimas and marriages haven't shown them the difference between Islam and other faiths. Oh Allah, in our homes we haven't shown them any kind of difference between our living and their living. Ya Allah, we haven't presented the beauties of Islam to them. It is our mistake and our fault, oh my beloved Allah. So give the enemies of Islam also hidayat. Give them guidance. Bless them with Iman and Islam, just as you blessed the Sahaba Kiram with Iman and Islam. They came out of kufr and shirk, and oh Allah, you made them radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. But if they have become obstinate and they've made up their minds that they are not going to stop the destruction of the masajid, and they're not going to stop the destruction of the ummah, and they are not going to stop raining their bombs on the ummah, and they are not going to stop bulldozing the homes of the Palestinian Muslims and other places in the world. Oh Allah, they're not going to stop killing innocent children and women and the old and the feeble for no other sin except that they have accepted Islam. Then, oh my beloved Allah, you shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Send flood waters against them. Oh Allah, cause their planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, destroy their alliances and coalition. Oh my Allah, protect and assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Allah, but protect us also from any kind of injustice to them. Ya Allah, don't let any of our brothers and sisters cause any kind of injustice to their children and to their old and to their feeble and to their weak and those who are not actively involved in combat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to understand that no help of yours can come if we also engage in any kind of injustice. Hey, mere pyare khuda, help the mujahideen of Islam. Mere pyare Allah, protect and safeguard the Haramain Sharifain. So much of fitnas have poured even to the Haramain Sharifain via the satellite, oh my Allah. The filthiest of novels can be read there. The filthiest of music can be heard in those same hotel rooms, which at one time were the homes of the companions of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ah, my Allah, how we must be causing hurt and injury to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we watch the filthy films in the hotel rooms of Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Tayyibah, when we watch the filthy faces on the television screens in the rooms of Madinah Tayyiba and Makkah Mukarrama, when we listen to the filthy music in those Mubarak places. Ya Allah, that Rasul of yours who sacrificed his whole life for us. Ya Allah, he sacrificed his day and night for us. He sacrificed his comforts for us. His blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer for us until his feet swells. Ha, mere Allah, hamare dil ke andar zara bhi uski qadar nahi. Ya Allah, we forget just after the day of Eid, on the day of Eid, that a few moments ago we were sitting in the masjid, we were making istighfar and tawbah. That a few moments ago we were fasting in the month of Ramadan. That a few moments ago we were making so much of tilawat in the masjid. Oh Allah, we forget that there was so much of tilawat made in our homes. We forget that so much of propagation of deen we were making through the various sources and materials which were being published or which were broadcasted over the radio stations. Oh Allah, so much of different kinds of activities of deen were taking place in Ramadan. Ya Allah, we forget within a few moments that we were making as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah in the umrahs that we went, and when we presented ourselves at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, we forget that this chest of ours was attached to the multazam a few days ago. We forget that this chest of ours was attached to that multazam to which the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam's hearts were attached, and that multazam where my Nabi cried and cried and cried for the Ummah until his ihram became wet with his tears. And that Mina, Muzdalifa and Arafat where he cried so much, so much, oh my Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his tears and for his blood. But on this Mubarak day, we are making sincere tawbah, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that there will be no peace in our lives without attaching ourselves to you. Give us the tawfiq of returning to whomsoever, whatever is due, if we have taken illegally and unjustly by way of inheritance what did not belong to us, or if we had stolen somebody's property. Ya Allah, whatever injustice we may have done to anybody, give us the tawfiq of repaying. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of asking for forgiveness by our wives, our children, our parents, our family members, our friends, and whomsoever we may have caused injury and pain to without justification. May Allah purify and clean this heart of ours. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with envy, with jealousy, with pride, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires. May Allah, how long are we going to walk with dirty, filthy hearts on the surface of this earth like munafiqs and hypocrites? Oh my Allah, make us of those who are the mukhlaseen. Oh Allah, make us of the sincere ones. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of khidmat and service to mankind. Oh my beloved Allah, death is going to come and take us away. There is no way that we can restrain, oh Allah, or protect ourselves from death. One day our janazah is going to proceed in the same direction that we have seen many janazahs proceed. May Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike. May Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike. Young, fit, healthy people, oh Allah, have suddenly departed from this world. کئی بار ہم نے یہ دیکھا کہ جن کا مشین بدن تھا معطر کفن تھا جو قبر کوہن اس کی اکھڑی تو دیکھا نہ عضو بدن تھا نہ تارے کفن تھا. Oh my beloved Allah, we too have to go in that same direction. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater or a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. For oh Allah, when the person is committing adultery and fornication, the iman also does not remain in his heart. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs in our mouths or with bottle of wines in our hands. Oh Allah, some illicit beloved in our arms. Mere pyare Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips at the Rauza Mubarak. Ay Allah, let our souls depart and give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, so that when the winds of rahmat blow, we too may be forgiven. But oh Allah, If that is not muqaddar, then wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, the trials, the fitnas that the Muslim Ummah is facing. Ya Allah, we too are facing so many different kinds of fitnas. Fitnas from our right and left, fitnas from in front and behind us, fitnas pouring from the television satellites from above. Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas in our bazaars and marketplaces. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, those students of ours who wrote examination, give them success in their examination. Ya Allah, we need engineers and we need scientists. We need doctors and we need philosophers. We need everybody in the community, O my beloved Allah. We need the businessmen and the professionals. We need the farmers. We need the butchers and the bakers. O my Allah, we need everybody. But O my beloved Allah, make us true Muslims first. And then whatever we may become. Ya Allah, make each and every one of them an asset to our community. Ya Allah, make each and every student an asset to our community. Ya Allah, protect them from the fitnas at the schools and colleges. Mere pyare Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Tu hamara ban ja. Mere Allah, hamara ban ja. Aur hume apna bana le. Oh my Allah, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zami meri. Oh Allah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. And if you are ours, then everything is ours. The heavens and earth will be ours. Oh my Allah, we are seeking you from you. Become ours and make us yours. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya maangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua maangta hoon. Oh Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us. And oh Allah, all the goodness that he asked for the ummah. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with that goodness. Bless us, our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah with all that goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged of you. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for protection. Oh Allah, protect the entire ummah from all those fitnas. Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, which I cannot forget. Oh Allah, what a description has been given in the books of hadith of Hajjatul Wida. Ay Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his 124,000 glorious companions, each and every one of them with a purified heart, each and every one of them a shining and a glittering star. Ha! And the leader also, Allah, in the company and companionship and leadership of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Ah, mere Allah, what a hajj that must have been. On that occasion, all the duas that Rasul Paak made, especially after kissing the Hajre Aswad. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne jo dua mangi. Allah, rukne yamani ko chu karke mere pyare Nabi ne jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. And oh Allah, all the duas that he made under Mizab-e Rahmat and in the Hatim. Mere Allah, the duas that he made when he attached himself to the Multazam. How long he teared, how long he cried. Allah, the duas that he made behind Muqam-e Ibrahim. The duas that he made after drinking the Zamzam. Allah, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa. Aur mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Mina mein jo duaye mangi. And in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi extends his hands. Oh Allah, within a few minutes we get tired when we make dua. Ya Allah, from Zohar till Maghrib, mere pyare Nabi is extending his hands and is begging for the ummah. Allah, all the duas that he made in Arafat, and the duas that he made in Muzdalifah, and all the duas that he made his entire life. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. And Ya Allah, protect us from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Ya Allah, whatever we have been able to ask, give us all the best. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this dunya and the best of Akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world. And do not deprive us of the ni'mats of the Akhirat. Ya Allah, this world is a means for the hereafter. It is a gardening, it is a field in which we plow for the hereafter and which we plant for the hereafter. Oh my beloved Allah, do not deprive us of the best of this world and the best of the Akhirat.
Ya Allah, those who are searching for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners who will be an assistance to their deen. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every desire that is in the hearts of every person that has gathered here and everyone who is listening over the radio station. Ya Allah, and the ummah also at large, whatever good desires they have in their hearts on this Mubarak day, you are well aware of those desires. Ya Allah, fulfill each and every good desire that is in the hearts of each and every one that is here and throughout the world of the Muslim, of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. اے میرے پیارے خدا ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. Oh Allah, even in this country, change the conditions of adversity to prosperity. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and trials of the ummah in this part of the world also. Ya Allah, especially the security problem of Allah. Ya Allah, protect our lives, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our properties, protect our homes. Ya Allah, protect whatever ni'mat you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of fear and change it to conditions of security and peace. Nothing is difficult for you, O my beloved Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.